بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث معاذا إلى اليمن فقال أدعوهم إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله تعالى افترض عليهم 5 صلوات في كل يوم وليلة، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله افترض عليهم صدقة تؤخذ من أغنيائهم وترد على فقرائهم. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sent Muaz bin Jabal رضي الله تعالى to Yemen, telling him or instructing him that invite the people to testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the messenger of Allah. If they accept this, then inform them that Allah ta'ala has made 5 daily salah compulsory upon them. And if they accept this, then inform them that Allah ta'ala has made zakat compulsory upon them. And it is zakat has to be taken from the rich and given to the poor amongst them. In this hadith, few things we understand. First of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala to Yemen. And we have mentioned many times this incident of how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala and mentioned to him that perhaps this is the last time we are going to meet, and you will come back again and you will find that I have left this world. You will pass by my masjid and my qabr. And this caused Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala to cry profusely. He could sacrifice everything else but to leave the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was very difficult for him. Nonetheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends him as an inviter, inviting the people towards Dawah, towards Islam, Iman. Also, Rasulullah taught, sent him as a teacher and a judge. So these were his duties, and he had gone. And exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied that when he came back, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left this world already. Again, this hadith shows the importance of giving da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards deen first. أُدْعُهُمْ إِلَىٰ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَىٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And after giving them da'wah to Islam, they accept Islam, then gradually teach them the important arkan of Islam, the pillars of Islam. And the first one here, after iman, is teach them salat, that salat is farz upon them 5 times every single day. If they have accepted this, they understood this, then teach them and inform them that Allah Ta'ala has made zakat fard upon them. And this is the chapter on zakat. And that is why you'll find these ahadith. Some of them may be repeated. But here again, to emphasize the importance of zakat. We always talk about salat and zakat, salat and zakat. Oh, salat we're reading every day, alhamdulillah. Zakat comes once a year. And many people become very, very lax when it comes to zakat. Is only 2.5% that we're giving. Here in this hadith we understand the zakat is taken min aghniyaim, from the rich, وَتُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِهِمْ, and given to the poor. So this again shows that a person is worried about the poor in the community, and despite other categories of people also being eligible for taking zakat, here specifically Rasulullah mentioned the poor. So he shows the importance of giving zakat to the poor people. And if, so again, here Rasulullah teaches Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, the 2 important arkan of Islam that go and tell the people after bringing iman, salat and zakat. So again, we understand the importance of giving zakat, discharging our zakat. As I said, many people become very lax and they don't give zakat the proper amount, or some don't give zakat at all for years. And after many years, then Allah Ta'ala gives them, they understand the importance of zakat, then they go to calculate for all the years that they missed. So it is so easy. Each year we calculate our zakat according to the Islamic calendar and discharge this important duty that Allah Ta'ala has placed on our shoulders. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah.